2009, a group of Kevin Smith fans converged on Brantford, Ontario, Canada. Sent there to play hockey, they soon discovered their mission was full of hijinks, shenanigans, and a whole lot of beer and poutine. Having survived their first year in the Great White North, they returned every year to continue the tradition. But in 2015, three of them decided to document their adventures, trials, and tribulations. If you have come to laugh, cry, or simply enjoy yourself at their expense, then you have come to the right place. You have come to Jim's Barbecue.
Welcome to Jim's Barbecue.
What? Was that, like, that was a welcome and then a Krusty the Clown? Welcome to Jim's Barbecue.
I don't want to do the intro.
Hi, welcome to episode 6 of Jim's Barbecue Podcast.
I told you I'm not doing the intro.
We have Dylan Gonzalez.
Yeah. Begrudgingly.
Jim Edelston.
Yo.
Mike Crandall. And we have a couple special guests here. We have Kathy and Liz hanging out with us this evening.
Pepper.
And Duff. Pepper and Duffy and Annie. For some of you who might may or may not know, we're actually recording live together for the first time.
Woo!
Yeah.
Never. Well,
yeah,
two so of us is, are alive.
This is pretty pretty much a huge, momentous occasion for us, I think.
Still, like I mentioned in the intro to 5, what all the monumental milestones we've had before double digits?
Well, we've already had our first special guest.
Yeah.
We've already had our first 2-part episode.
Yep.
Many things done before 0 listeners and 0 episodes posted to fucking iTunes.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at JimsBBQPod. You can also email us at JimsBBQPod@gmail.com. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes.
And we'll have our first celebrity.
Yes.
Hopefully. Celebrities.
Celebrities.
Hopefully both of them.
Well,
tomorrow.
Technically we already kind of have a TV star on this, but we'll get to that point.
Please don't fall over the cat.
I was just going to say, when are you going to have your first very special episode that deals with inappropriate touching or something?
It depends on when Dylan finally comes up with that content for us, I think.
Okay. Plus, we need to get the doll so he can show us where...
Which hopefully... even more reason not to do these in person.
To get the doll to show us where he was touched?
Yeah.
By Jared?
Yes.
Oh. Ugh.
I did
Was
wonder...
it Fat Jared or Skinny Jared, though?
All's I've...
Well, judging by Dylan's age, it had to be Fat Jared.
So he was like pre-Subway.
Yeah.
Back when he was just eating mayonnaise sandwiches.
Back when he was eating Quiznos.
He do have this thing. If
I think I could have outrun him.
If somebody brings up wanting to go to Subway, though, you're all like, no!
I don't really want to ever go to Subway, though, because, like, aren't there, like, the breads, isn't there, like, a weird, like, foam, like, it's just, there's something very unhealthy in their sandwiches, right?
I mean, I don't want to make this too local, but, I mean, around here we have much better sub shops.
So. Oh, absolutely.
So, I mean...
I think everybody has some place near them that actually makes the bread.
Right.
Rather than, you know, cuts off some foam. Right,
I mean, we actually... Meatballs. Yeah, I mean, even... sub shops notwithstanding, we actually have like some nice Italian bakeries here Italian bakeries / delis that do some really nice subs. So
yeah, we have a nice one in town. Yeah. Well, we make baguette sandwiches at my store, but the bread that we have shows up, it's par baked, so it's already like baked, but then it's frozen, so we just like toss it in our oven for like...
It's not foamy at all?
Huh?
It's not foamy?
No.
Huh.
It's not like that, you know, gooey... Oh.
I do need to tell everybody, though, not here, but anyone listening, if you're ever in Burlington, Ontario, to go get yourself a Donair pizza at the Donair place.
Oh, hell yeah.
Holy shit, was that...
Well, go get a Donair first.
I still haven't had a Donair.
Isn't that a kebab?
And here I thought you were going to go, hey, if you're ever in Rochester, New York, you need to go to Blue Wolf Bistro. But
I actually thought he was going to talk about Permane Brothers.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, I talked about Permane Brothers earlier.
Yeah.
Need them as a sponsor, too.
Yeah, maybe.
No, the Donair pizza is awesome.
God, that was
our social media correspondent needs to get on this shit.
All right. They have one of those?
Well, allegedly.
I'm kind of looking at them.
Oh.
Speaking of social media, facebook.com/JimsBBQPod, Twitter at
Jim's Barbecue Podcast.
What are we drinking tonight, Dylan?
We are drinking a 24-karat golden ale from Stone Brewing, a collaboration with Monkey Paw and Julie Goldenberg, as provided by yourself, Mike.
Right on.
You're not that crazy about it.
That's all right.
I am enjoying it.
It's kind of growing on me. I really liked what we had earlier, which was that...
The Avery Brewing... Lolicopo?
Something like that. It was a really good one with a passion fruit. It was a white ale. It was pretty beautiful. I really enjoyed that beer.
I'll go on record as saying that 24-karat stuff is shit.
I've heard mixed reviews about it, honestly.
It's no Sprecher's cream soda.
Oh my gosh, the Sprecher's, man. How can we forget the Sprecher's?
This is the first time Jim's recording, and he doesn't have a Sprecher's on him.
Yeah, but he's wearing Sprecher's gear head to toe.
Yeah, true. Yes,
absolutely.
I could go get you one of my Blenheim's ginger ales.
It's just not the same.
Speaking of Sprecher's, did you see the post I made the other day about the Sprecher's blueberry soda?
Yeah.
Wasn't that intriguing?
Very.
Man, Sprecher's, man, they're right on top of things.
Oh, they are. I will try.
They're right on top of things.
I think they should send me stuff before it hits the general public.
Perhaps.
You know,
I really do have cream soda?
No, I have
ginger ale.
Adam's ginger ale.
Oh.
It's extra hot.
You know,
spicy.
I've been getting these, yeah, you get comfy, Jim.
I want to stick my finger in your belly button.
Yeah, I mean, when I'm normally doing these, I mean, I'm sitting at my computer desk, and I'm not really comfortable, but this is comfy, you know? You guys sitting on the couch, I'm sitting in a reclining chair, this is kind of nice to do this way, you know?
It's very nice.
Yeah, wow. Jim's looking at me in a way
that... I
can
look at Dylan lovingly and longly into his eyes.
And think about how much you want to put your finger in my belly button.
It's exposed. And not right now, but...
See, this is kind of nice, though, too. Like, we have, like, reactions from our studio audience.
Right. Well, I think the first thing we should discuss is... Dylan is wearing a button-down shirt. And I can understand not buttoning the top button. But I was informed by Dylan that the bottom button is also supposed to be unbuttoned. And this is just...
That's how I've always done it.
So you've always looked like a slob.
Pretty much.
Wow.
Wow.
Damn, harsh words from Liz.
I know. Yeah. Liz just kind of tossed it out.
Now I'm just going to button it.
Well, now you're giving in to peer pressure.
No, fuck that. I won't button it. Fuck you, peers.
Why have you always not buttoned?
Let's get to the
root of the issue.
I was just always told this is what you do.
By whom?
People.
If it's a dress shirt...
Oh, you know who you just sounded like?
Who?
Dave.
Oh, shit.
No, if it's a dress shirt and it's got those two little tiny buttons at the bottom, you don't button those.
Well, this...
With the regular size buttons?
Yeah, but this has, like, the... You know how all the button-down shirts, the hole's, like, going vertical?
Mm-hmm.
This one's going horizontal.
Let me see.
You're a little close to my belly button.
And
that is weird. I think you need to see more of your shirts.
I think you need to fucking slack up there, buddy.
Do you have, like, specially designed shirts where the buttons just don't work the same way as, like, for the bottom button or something?
I've never seen that.
You've literally never seen that? Like, no. I have so many shirts like this.
Plus, hockey jerseys don't have buttons.
Yeah, that's true. Remember, we talked about this in one of the pods. I always think about what I'm wearing, and then you guys are just like, T-shirt, and give me those shorts that have been sitting there for about 3 days.
Yeah, you can almost guarantee... Crandall's in some kind of basketball shirt, tie-dye t-shirt.
Like, I remember, like I said, I think we mentioned this, like, we were having our beer club one night, and I showed up, and everyone's like, t-shirt, shorts, hanging out, and Mike's like, wow, Dylan, you look, and I quote, you look very debonair tonight.
You did, you were all dressed up. I think you had one of your hipster shirts on, and you looked like you actually, like, took some time with your hair, and... You may have even
put
had...
Put, like, a pound of gel in it.
You had had maybe, like...
It's not gel. Put...
Was that, like, there's something about Mary?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, can I get some of the hair gel?
Yeah. You maybe sprayed some cologne. I mean, everybody else was just kicking back. We had played a day of hockey, you know. Nobody was really putting a whole lot of effort into it, except for young Dylan.
Yeah.
It's because he still has energy.
I was like, who amongst these beer-guzzling... late 30, early 40-year-olds are you trying to impress?
Apparently Paul. Nobody. Paul and his beautiful hair.
Yeah, it was probably your man Paul. Crush.
Yeah. Shout out to Paul. Thanks. We hope to have you on again.
Definitely.
He's
got to
tell the Queensryche story.
Yeah, we got to get that Queensryche story.
Crashed and burned on that one.
Yeah. It happens. Won't be the first time. Probably won't be the last. Right, Dylan?
Probably not.
I'm just waiting for the day like Dylan actually edits one of these and then we get that call. Guys, I accidentally deleted the file.
That's why I back him up before I put him on the cloud.
Well, yeah, I mean, never fear, Dylan. We have backups.
We have backup Dylans. Yeah. You're done. We'll get another one. Dylan 2. You just guys have a bunch of Dylan clones. When you get tired of one, like, all right, we need the new one. He's not as goofy. And then when he gets too goofy, you just get rid of him.
It's like the Matrix.
Should we be constantly recycling them, then?
It's like, the Kennys. They just keep showing up. We're like, isn't that on the... You guys ever watch the Venture Brothers?
No.
No.
Like, they, spoiler alert, I think, like, the boys, the Venture Brothers, just constantly get killed, and they just get reborn in, like, the end of every season or something like that.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, if you never watched it. Good show, though.
You like to talk about boys a lot.
Boys and dicks.
I fucking hate you. Not Mike, I just you.
You hated him last time, so.
So maybe.
Well, I gave up on that. Now I hate you.
Okay.
This is going to bounce back.
If you recall last time, fuck you, I'm getting a beer.
Right. That actually ended the episode.
And then started.
Well, no, that ended episode 4.
Right.
Technically.
A new hope.
Yeah.
A new beer.
A new beer. He needed a new beer.
I did.
Yeah. We had quite the adventures today.
Can we talk about the airport? My airport surprise?
I forgot about it already.
Oh, yeah, we can talk about that.
Should we do it from my perspective?
No, we got to tell it from our perspective first.
Okay, well, yeah, sure. We can tell from both angles.
But we have to tell our part first because...
No, I feel like it's better if I tell mine and then you say why it happened.
Okay.
All right.
So, I'm waiting for my bag, which apparently got out very quickly and I didn't realize it. So I'm like waiting.
Oh, Dylan.
And I'm like, oh shit, it's over. So I go up and get my. I'm like, hey.
So you take your bag out quickly often, is what you
so
say.
So I get. God, every.
Just one of them?
Just. What? So I get my bag, I call him. I'm like, Mike, I got my bag. And he's like, okay, we'll be there soon. I'm like, I guess he brought the whole party with him. I'm like, he's got Jim and Kathy and presumably some other people. So I go outside, I'm waiting for him, and there's Mike in his brand new minivan, and I'm like, oh, he's by himself. I'm like, I guess he just misspoke. It was like that. It was like, you know, in The Big Lebowski when he's like, we? He's like, I, the royal we.
Yeah, I could have been the collective we.
Yeah, exactly, the royal we.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, okay. And he's like, and I'm going to open the side door, and he's like, mm-mm. And he's like motioning his finger to like go to the, I'm like, oh, he wants me to go in the trunk. So I go to the trunk, and I'm like, oh, where's the, you know, here it is. I open it up, and just, hey, buddy! There's Jim hanging out in the trunk. Just, hey, I'm like, whoa! Scared
it's
the fucking...
It's not a trunk. It's a, what is it? A hatch.
Well,
a well you in open the back the, of the minivan.
Yeah, basically what it is the third row of seats in the van fold down and into this well. So when you had the seats up and in use, it's pretty deep. Jim and I were sitting in the cell phone lot waiting for Dylan to get his bag, and we're just chit-chatting, and Jim comes up with a brilliant idea. He's like, how about like when Dylan calls, I get out of the van, I go into the back, and I surprise him. I'm like, that's awesome. Let's do it.
I thought we were going to have him guess who licked his meat.
Who licked his meat?
I heard a rumor that somebody had licked my burger.
I wanted to. Mike wouldn't let me.
Yeah, nobody licked your burger.
Nobody licked.
It was Annie, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, so...
Trust me, if she licked it, there wouldn't
so
be.
So we're just sitting there, we're like, okay, yeah, this is going to be great. So finally he calls, and he's like, yeah, my bag's ready. And I'm like, all right, it's time. Jim hops out of the front seat of the van, goes around, gets into the back. I gotta wonder what the other people in the cell phone lab were thinking when this happens, but they gotta be like, oh, what the fuck?
Hi, right? My wife is coming.
What's the app, not Tinder, what's the other one?
Grindr?
Yeah, they're like, what does this dude do with multiple people with Grindr at a time?
Hide in the back, I gotta meet my next date.
So
Mike is apparently an airport floater.
He must be multitasking. He's on Grindr and Tinder at the same time.
Oh, wow, he's picking up that young boy.
So there we go. We pull around to the arrivals thing, and I see Dylan out there waiting, and we got to kind of wait for people to, you know, pick up their...
I would like to point out that were some real idiots parking there.
There was people parked there for, like, forever. And we got yelled at the first time we pulled around. And so we finally get up to where, like, I can actually pick you up. I'm like, okay, Jim, it's go time. Like, I'm telling them all this. I didn't know if you could even hear me.
Oh, I heard you loud and clear.
Okay, so he comes to the side door and... He doesn't have much in his hands. He's got, like, a duffel and then, like, a backpack.
Yeah.
And we had prepared for this already. I'm like, what if he tries to get into the side? And you're like, no, just tell him to go to the back.
Yeah.
Pre-plan this.
Yeah, because, so, like, the whole dialogue we were having is like, yeah, I was going to tell him I don't want shit rolling around, you know, because it could, you know, on the floor.
It probably helped that I was just, like, kind of drunk and just was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Needless to say, we didn't have anything to do for a few minutes while we were waiting for you, so.
Yeah. So we came up with this plan. Jim does what Dylan just described, and he jumps a little bit. I mean, I was looking in the mirror, seeing the reaction. It was pretty funny. I look over to the side, and there's this woman waiting on the sidewalk, just laughing her ass off.
Was she really?
Oh, my God. Yeah, she was. It was great.
The car was jet lagged.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. The only thing we regret is that we didn't video it. We probably should have. And it's like one of those once... You know, it will never work again.
What's funny, though, is that you didn't get to see it. He was, like, in mid-swing when he lifted up the hatch to go throw in the bag. And I'm like, hey, buddy! And, like, threw my arms out. And he, like, just freezes.
You know what's funny? I saw, like, your jeans, and you're wearing, like, this kind of, like, steel gray hockey jersey. And, like, to me, I was just, like, for the first 2 seconds I saw it, I'm like, oh, it's just gear. Like, I just thought it was part of the car. And then all of a sudden, I just see, like, this meaty face going, hey, buddy! I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, that's great.
Things, though, that if there was, like, you know, some kind of anal security guard, that you guys could have gotten tased or something.
Well, you know, that...
Oh, wouldn't that have been even better if I got tased?
No, but our original idea would have got us arrested. Our original idea was going to get us arrested. We were on our way to dinner. And I was like, you know what would be awesome when we go to pick up Dylan is all of us go, because originally you were supposed to be in earlier. And I'm like, we get ski masks, just slide open the side, grab them, and be like, get in the car! Because
it was me, Teresa, Kathy, Jim, Mike, we just would have all just had, like, these masks on and grabbed you and pulled you into the car.
Oh, you would have been pulled over in, like, seconds.
And well, then no shit. Would... Well, we even talked about that in the cell phone lot, like, not that part, but the fact that I was like, man, we could maybe get in trouble for doing this.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but given what's, like, currently going on in the world, yeah.
Yeah.
I was willing to risk it for hiding in the back, though.
You were willing to risk it for the lols.
Yeah.
He was willing to risk
it. Well, it was funny regardless.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. I hope it was the proper welcome for
it
you.
It was the perfect welcome. It was a very funny... Very funny prank.
I'm glad.
Without being, you know, mean or anything.
No, it was very innocent.
That, but that's what this podcast is for, otherwise.
No, come on, man.
Mean to Dylan?
No,
we're never mean to Dylan. We love Dylan.
Well, we're sometimes mean to Dylan, but, I mean, you know, it's all good natured, but we're having a good time.
What was it that you said to me the one time where you're like, you know... I always say to myself, you know, when we hang out, that, like, you know, I give you a lot of shit, Dylan, and, like, bust your chops, but I always have to be like, you know what, I gotta like dial it back sometimes, you know, just remember to be nice.
Sure, and you know,
and then you said, but I never do.
That is true, but I think on the way home we were talking about the podcast, and I was saying, you know, really, this I think is more so almost a guidebook or a handbook for Dylan. This podcast is almost like a coming of age story for Dylan. I think that's our goal. That's our end game.
I mean, coming of age. The only thing he has left is he's not old enough to run for president yet. But he's pretty
yeah,
much
but there's
of
so
age.
There's so much we can teach our young Padawan here.
So many things he can look at our experiences and go, I ain't fucking doing that.
Or he looks at our experiences and just goes, what the fuck?
So it's not a coming of age story so much as that you and Jim are a cautionary tale.
Perhaps.
Yes.
Yes. Of what not
see
to do.
See this? Don't do that.
Yeah. Okay, see, it, it's an educational podcast for you. That's really what it's all about.
Dylan's nodding his head for all those that you can't see him.
I really don't have much of a reaction to this other than be like, okay.
Or are you just thinking it's bullshit?
I was thinking it was bullshit.
No. You like the other option that we're just going to pick on you mercilessly and have laughs about it.
That's what's been going on for the last 5 years.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the last 5 episodes, and I was like,
well, that too, but...
No, I think we've been pretty tame.
I think all the listeners we have would disagree.
Yeah.
Watch, I'll become, like, the fan favorite.
You might. You very well...
Because you're the underdog.
Yeah.
Like, he's always... They're so mean to him.
Yeah.
But he's so nice.
You're the one that's going to get, you know, the bras and panties sent in the mail.
Yeah. Possibly.
Be like, oh, no, just take those back.
And what if, like, your little stint...
Probably from prisoners.
Oh, that's Orange weird. Is the New Black reference.
Are we going to get, like, those... are we going to do, like, a prison show?
We could.
That'd be
like,
weird.
Like Johnny Cash style?
Yeah, like Johnny Cash yeah. style.
Sure.
Would you go to a woman's prison or a man's prison?
Whoever wants us.
Well, Dylan likes guys, so probably a man's prison.
Wait a minute, come on. This isn't the Roast Dave Mater podcast.
What?
I,
but that's
I,
been
I
the
think,
theme of tonight, just making fun of you for liking guys.
I mean, either would be okay, but I think they would be like two very different shows. I mean, you'd really have to gear those shows towards, like, if you went to a woman's prison, it would have to be very specific to that, you know?
I feel like you'd have to be very specific to a man's prison, too.
I think you could do a more regular show, though, at a man's prison. Like, the humor might be...
I don't know what I would... Well, I don't know.
I think at a man's prison, you'd have to be a little bit more careful.
Who would we
talk
to?
About how much Dylan likes men.
That's true.
Couldn't joke about that for sure, but who would we talk to?
What do you mean?
Why would we just go to a prison and record?
Well, no, no. Like, it would be like if we got invited to...
In this episode, the boys go to prison.
For the hell of it.
For the hell of it.
I'm just picturing that in my head because that's something stupid enough we would do. Why are you three here?
Guys,
who are you visiting?
Guys,
no one. We're here to just record a podcast.
Guys, I have a suggestion. Let's never go to prison.
So say we pull that prank on Dylan like we did tonight.
Yeah.
You jump out of the van, and that douchebag security guard at
arrest
the airport,
me?
No, arrests all three of us for it.
Oh.
So we end up going,
even the poor victim,
even the poor victim.
Yeah.
You get tased.
So,
they just get arrested.
So we end up going to prison, and they do let us take possessions with us. So we take a laptop and we take the Zoom H2N, and we record podcasts while we're in the prison.
In the pokey.
Yeah. That's a little bit more elaborate than even me just thinking that we're going to go into and record a prison.
Just
well,
like
I mean,
a...
if we were just going to show up randomly, like, what would they do? Like, let us into, like, the meeting room? Like, with like if it was, like, Orange is the New Black? Like, there's, like...
It's like with Johnny Sack and the...
That's what I'm saying. What would it be? Like, why are you here?
Well, no,
oh, are there any prisoners that want to, like, just come out and say hello?
Standing on the other side of the fence. Hi.
Like, why are you here? Tax evasion. Why are you here? I murdered three men. Oh, we want to talk to you.
No, it would be like how they did those, like, old school, like, B.B. King live at Cook County Jail, where he would actually go in and be invited to perform for the inmates. That's what we were, I think.
Yeah, okay. So we would have a prison following, like,
yeah.
popular with the prisoners.
Yeah.
And do a live show.
Yeah, I mean, I have no issue with the prisoners. I hope.
No, I don't either. I just that would be actually kind of cool.
I think it would be interesting,
like in the cafeteria while they're eating. Get up.
I mean, I by no stretch would want to do like a maximum security prison or anything like that.
Yeah, we're not going to go to Rikers Island.
Right, right.
It'd be cool if we could go to The Rock.
The Rock.
That would be pretty cool historically. I mean, it's not active anymore.
My dad met the guy that escaped from The Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, he like wrote a book or something.
He wrote a book or something.
No, he did. He like, got the book and got a sign. And I'm like, Dad, did you read the book? He's like, no, I never read it. I'm like, all right, okay.
So there's a good question. There's any place, an exotic place or random place that you would want to record live? Where either with or without an audience.
Well, clearly Mike wants to go to prison.
No, no. I mean, I think it's really obvious. I mean, we've already discussed this on our previous podcast, 2017.
The cruise?
Carnival cruise, group cruise.
Yeah.
Jim's BBQ podcast fan cruise.
So St. Thomas. Buy your tickets now.
So that's what I need to figure out. So as soon as we decide what cruise we're taking,
yeah.
I need to get a hold of them and find out if we can do a show.
We can do a show whenever we want to.
Wouldn't that be great?
But do you mean in front of, like, an audience?
Yeah.
Oh, God, no. They're not going to let us do shit like that.
You never know.
They're going to hand us three schlubs live microphones.
Dude, like, they have all kind of space on the cruise. I mean, it's not like they
can't. That's true.
Let's just go to the nose of the boat and just start recording.
I was
going to
say, just sit down at a table like now with your
laptop. Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of open public
next
places.
Next thing you know, you're going to have people being like, oh, let me join you, but let me get like three of these entrees so I can eat this while we're recording. And then like some other guy's going to get yelled at by his mother. And then some other ladies in the corner be like, can I do some comedy? And we're like, no.
Oh, you're referencing the previous podcast. I got you. But there's plenty of public places, like on these cruise ships, where we could just sit down and start recording. And if people want to join in with us and we can interview them and stuff, we can.
I want it to be on the itinerary for people to see, though.
Oh, fuck. I mean, you could ask. I think they would probably deny us.
Right.
But I don't know. I can be persuasive.
Well, they considered the fun ships, so your language would probably be... an issue?
Yeah, we would probably have to do like a PG rated show.
I'm really the only one that swears.
Fuck that.
That's are you fucking kidding me? We all fucking swear.
If
you guys are a lot more tamer with it than I am, I think.
If there's like 12 of us, we can go up to the library and just have like a podcast with like the 12.
Yeah, there's a library?
Fuck yeah, there's a library. There's a library. They had board games there and shit. And yeah, it's pretty awesome.
What the fuck is this college?
Is there books there?
Yeah.
Are there books there?
Well, you said there's board games. I thought maybe it was a fun library and it wasn't boring books.
Hell, I mean, if we wanted to, we could kick back on one of the balconies at one of our cabins and record there. While the ocean's just...
Oh, absolutely. We probably could do that like every... we probably do it every day because we're going to talk anyway, but...
Right.
Until one of the guys comes and knocks on the doors and goes, oh, no, this can't happen.
Wait, the guy's going to come in and be like, is this the grinder meeting?
Yeah.
Or you could just set up the podcast at the breakfast table or the dinner table every night and have the general conversation of the evening.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, we could do that, but that might... That might lead to some stuff. Yeah.
Well, again, you'd have to be.
I mean, you got to bear in mind who would be there.
Do they let you video on the cruise?
Uh-huh. Fuck yeah.
Dude, I could get the hat clip for my GoPro, and we could just talk to people. Like, say we're out to dinner. The waiter comes over.
Like Megan Hay.
It's such a social experiment on these ships, though. You could walk around the ship that entire day and talk with people,
right.
and just. Record the conversations. Absolutely.
I thought it was original, but Dylan ruined it by saying Macon Hay.
But like it's like a similar concept.
No, you're right. Even the people
working there. I mean, I think one of the keys is that we don't necessarily identify the ship that we're on. So you know, if we talk to ship personnel, we don't necessarily get them in trouble.
Right.
But
I think we should also ask to go to the captain's.
Captain's thing, what?
Where they steer the boat and all that.
The bridge.
Yeah. Just so we can interview
They do that. Go to the bridge,
Mr. Crandall.
They charge.
No, that's the brig.
Yeah, but we.
No. I was saying like a Star Trek.
Like, you have the calm.
Yeah. You have. Yeah.
They wouldn't charge us, though, Liz. We could be like, do you know who the fuck we are? We got Dylan Gonzalez with us.
Young Dylan Gonzalez. Yeah.
It's like that part in Jurassic Park. Dodson! We got Dodson here! We got Dylan here!
They won't care. They're all Italian.
Yeah, I would love to take this to all sorts of different places. I'd love to travel.
So that's your dream location is the cruise?
Well, no, that's just one. I don't know.
I think we should do a live show at a brewery. That would be fun.
That can probably be arranged.
Yeah.
I got one right in mind, easily.
Three Heads.
Yeah. Our buddy's at Three Heads.
Yeah.
Oh, Jeff will be on it, man.
We're Three Heads.
He's fucking awesome.
Hey, we're Three Heads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we should have been called.
Our friends. So.
Yeah.
Fucking three heads.
Yeah.
Jeff, Todd, Skippy, Dan, they're all awesome. We could get
Jim, Mike, and Dylan.
Yeah, we're awesome too. But
no, three. But heads.
Yeah, if you wanted to do a brewery, yeah, we could definitely do it there. We could do it. There's probably other ones we could do.
And the shirt could have been just our heads.
It would have been like a little too. It would have been like a knockoff of Pep Boys.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly what I pictured.
Yeah, they all right. See, just like Pep. How's it go, Pep Boys?
I
forget how the jingle goes.
What did Sean say he had stuck in his head for like America's Funniest Home Video song for like what he's saying? Then he went to YouTube and watched the video and prolonged it even more.
That's a weird thing to get stuck in your head.
America, America.
Bob Saget.
This is you. Do 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 do. Yeah, we were totally singing it on the way to dinner.
Did you know that they're doing a follow-up to Full House?
Yeah, Fuller House.
Fuller House?
Yes, yeah. Did you know Pee-wee Herman has a new movie coming out on Netflix exclusive?
I think I did hear that.
That's awesome. Hmm. Speaking of that, if anybody listening knows Paul Reubens, I would love to have him on the show.
Did he unpluralize his name?
What?
Hmm?
It's Paul Reubens.
It's Paul Reubens.
Did what I say?
Paul Reubens.
Oh, sorry, Paul. Paul Reubens.
You called him a sandwich, basically.
Yeah, you called him a sandwich.
I'm sure it's happened to him before, but I don't know why, but he's one of the people that I would love to just talk to.
You just call him corned beef?
Good. I think we mentioned that before.
Because we were talking about that weird association I have with Paul Reubens and Rowan
Atkinson. God, yeah.
Yeah.
Who's it?
And Tony Shalhoub.
Tony Shalhoub.
That is weird, dude.
That is fucked up.
I don't know why.
So what's your dream location?
I said a brewery. Just doing it in front of a small group, enjoying beer.
We do it at Three Heads. That requires you to come back up here.
All right, well.
Three Heads, that's such an awesome name.
I know. Fucking Three Heads taking our name. Love you, Three Heads. You make great beer, but fuck you.
I do.
This is establishing good relationships.
Fuck yeah, man. Oh, I already got a good relationship with those guys.
What about you, Jim? Where do you want to do it?
Yeah.
Besides on this couch.
Oh, wow, that's forward.
Where I think it'd be really cool to do. How much of a Star Wars fan are you?
I'm a pretty big Star Wars fan.
All right. I think it'd be awesome to do a Star Wars weekend down at Disney.
That'd be fun. I'm not a huge Disney fan though.
It's total Star Wars everywhere.
Like they're planning on building like a new park that's all Star Wars centric. You want to do the podcast like at Disney's Tatooine, for instance?
We could,
The Mos Eisley Cantina.
Wait, MGM Studios,
they have things called Disney or Star Wars weekends.
Right, I'm aware of that.
So probably you're right. Once the theme park opens, they'll probably won't have those anymore.
We would have to get.
Well, they will, but they'll probably be bigger. We would
have to try and get a couple other podcasts down there, and we could have some sort of competition and call it the Pod Racers.
As much as
I dislike the prequels, that's a good idea.
I'm thinking that we just do it and have like the characters on.
No prequels.
What if it was a pod race? Would it just be a marathon pod and? Like, whatever team lasts the longest.
Yeah, it'd just be pod after pod after pod.
Oh, so we wouldn't have to stay up late?
Because, I mean, you realize...
if we did that, I'd be...
I get complained about how slow I talk. I could talk slowly for a really long time.
No, it'd just be like... It would be like 8 podcasts in a row.
You'd be perfect for a Mr. Smith Goes to Washington remake.
Oh, yeah?
Because you could filibuster for days.
Probably.
I have that movie.
About the importance of wearing your slippers?
Yes. Oh, God. Did you tell him the slippers?
No, what's this?
I never told you guys about the slippers, did I?
I never forget slippers now.
Liz one day forgot to wear her slippers and her feet were cold. And then she was told about how important her slippers were to be worn for, what, about an hour?
Yes, it was like an hour.
By who?
By me.
It was like an hour. I said, my feet are cold. And he says, well, why aren't you wearing your slippers? I'm like, I don't know. I'm just sitting up on the couch. I didn't want anything on my feet. So he goes on in Crandall fashion, long, monotonous, monotone, about how I should wear my slippers, and I wanted to garrot myself.
That's a very specific way to off yourself.
So if it was an hour Crandall conversation, it would have been like 3 minutes for normal people?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
a 3-minute Liz conversation.
Yeah, it would have been like, you should really go get your slippers. Your feet are always going to be cold. You should probably think about that next time, you know. And that would have been it. But basically, he hammered home the point that I should wear slippers.
Dylan was talking about when he came up here in July.
July.
And he referenced that I cracked open this beer and I did this thing that Sean and I tend to do, which when we crack open a beer and we take a big swig of it, we do like a Stone Cold Steve Austin imitation.
I just, real quick, would like to point out how much more
beer I realize got than that. Me. When we do that, we take a big swig of it and go, oh, hell yeah! You know, and it's just the thing that Sean and I do. That's, I just wanted to explain that to you. I thought you might
It was funny because it was the Heller High Watermelon beer from 21st Amendment.
Yeah.
But what was even more funny about it was that you just got so, like, elated, and then you just were like, just...
And see.
And then I was like...
I shut down pretty quick.
I was like, so, you gonna finish that beer, Mike? He's like, oh, you can have it.
I'm like, there's a motherfucker we need to have on the show to make fun of Dylan.
What's
up?
Sean?
Steve Austin.
Wow, man, you're aiming big. Maybe these are your like dream sequences that of like. How about?
Well, there actually, you go. That would be a kick-ass one. WrestleMania. That would be a good one.
I have been to a couple of WrestleManias.
This is true.
Four, five.
It's on my bucket list.
It's a pretty awesome event to go to.
I've never been.
Would you really have any interest in going? I don't.
Me?
I don't
no,
see
I'm it. Not a. I'm not a particularly big wrestling fan.
I mean, hell, it was in your home state a few years back. I don't.
Yeah, no, I know. I got a buddy who's really into it. He went.
Yeah.
Well, next time Mike goes to WrestleMania, I go, but I don't go to the event. I just go for the vacation.
I mean, you
went to a cool place.
You went to one of them. You went to New Orleans because I mean, it's fucking New Orleans, and New Orleans is just awesome. Have you ever been to New Orleans?
No, it's on my no. We have a family friend. She was from there, and her mother, who regretfully passed away a few years ago, she is currently living there, and then going. But she's going to be moving. Oh, fuck, I forget where she's moving to. I think Saratoga.
Hmm.
Either Saratoga or Syracuse. I can't remember. And her dad lives there, but he's going to be probably moving to Kansas City. But I would like to just get down there at some point because New Orleans looks really... Technically, I have been there, but I was in the womb, so it doesn't really count.
Dude, I'm not a drinker, and I had a fucking blast in New Orleans.
Oh, it's such a great town. I mean, it's fun. The food, the culture, the music. Oh, my gosh. The alcohol. It's just... It's...
I want to just go on a fan boat. That's really what I want to do. I want to go out, like, on the bayou. That's really what I want to do.
Really? I figured you'd be all about, like, the food and
oh, no, I'm about that, too. But I want to go out on the bayou.
So you
want to
go more towards
Bourbon Street, French Quarter.
I want to go
towards Baton Rouge.
I want to, like, go out. I want to see some gators, some, you know, some snakes, maybe a hillbilly or something like that. But from a distance.
He'll be driving the boat.
He'll be driving the boat.
He won't have to look very far.
Like, you want to go to the French Quarter and... Like, see jazz musicians and just kind of jamming and hanging out
and
together.
See, like, yeah, just...
What are those waffles or pies they make or whatever there?
Do you mean the beignets?
I don't know.
Are they sweet
like
or
the
sandwich?
Donuts?
Yeah, they're huge.
With the big powdered sugar?
Yes.
Yeah,
I just want to go to these, like, restaurants that I've seen on there, on the internet. That like, I watch a lot of videos about, like, restaurant culture and stuff. Especially on this one channel on YouTube called Munchies and, like... I just want to go down to New Orleans and just check out the food. Oh, yeah. It looks awesome.
Dylan's got the munchies.
Yeah.
No, the food
I love food,
is
man.
No, the food there that I've had is excellent.
I guarantee you see a sailboat, some big titty mermaids.
A sailboat or a catamaran?
I cannot believe... We need to discuss that.
Yeah, real quick.
Well, let's not make it quick. I mean...
Fine, we'll make it
personal.
You guys
want to talk about it, let's talk about it.
Okay, so for like a good, what, like a week, Jim? It was like...
Week and a half.
But it was like you, me, Mike, who else was in that conversation?
Paul.
Was Katie there? No, Daryl was, right?
Mm, I don't know, what was the context of this?
There was
Dude, you just came out with catamaran. You were like, I've always wanted
to... I think we were talking about a modes of transportation.
Something about a boat.
In reference to something else. But, like, you just came up, you said, oh, no, we should get a catamaran to do it. And we did, and you were, he's like, I just think the word catamaran is so funny. And you were just so on it for, like, so long. And we just kept saying catamaran, and, oh, we got the catamaran, we got this, we got it, the down payments on it. And then, you know, conversation sort of ended, like, we just kind of, you know, whatever. And then we mentioned it, and he's like, Mike's always like, what are you talking about?
Why would you mention catamaran?
Why would you mention catamaran? Because you did.
Well, I never mentioned a catamaran.
That is called Crandall revisionist history.
So do you have...
it isn't. I don't remember. What,
do you have selective amnesia? Maybe. I mean, you're like this guy. There's this guy at my job. Like, he'll be like, oh, hey, like, we have a wine tasting. And say, he goes, oh, hey, can I try the wines? And then 15 minutes later, oh, hey, can I try the wines? Just because
it's like I gotta Tom ask Hanks a question. Short-term memory.
I gotta ask a question. I don't know if we can leave this in or not because of.
I know what you're gonna ask.
I know what you're gonna ask too.
And yes, it was.
And yes, it was.
Do you remember it now? No,
maybe not.
Anyway, the point being is, you talked about this fucking catamaran. You thought it was so funny, and then like up until a week ago, you're like, I don't know what you're talking about, guys.
I just don't remember it. I don't remember the conversation.
You dumbass.
It's not being a dumbass, it's just not having a recollection of it.
Fine.
You were like saying it three or four times in one sentence, too. That's how often it was coming up.
Wow.
I'm exaggerating, but...
At the time?
No, it was like over a week long.
Yeah, dead drunk.
That being said, I mean, if we do end up doing that fan cruise... There's a nice catamaran excursion in St. Thomas that I want to go on.
Look at the grin on his face.
No, it really is, though.
Yeah, hopefully your mom remembers to... what was it? Like, wasn't that... Oh, no, that was a jet ski, right? With that guy?
Billy, I paid $300 for that!
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, man. Speaking of drinking, what are we on to now, Mike?
One
that I'm a big fan of.
Bell's Points Calm Before the Storm.
Good one.
Nice cream ale with coffee and vanilla.
I might be up a little bit with the... you know, I noticed that after I drink a coffee beer, I do tend to be a little bit more lit.
I don't know that you're going to like that, Jim, but you can try it.
Oh, it says Blue Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
Wolf.
What's the problem with the word wolf?
Wolf.
It's not a wolf.
It's not a wolf. I had a cousin who couldn't say it. He'd be like, woof.
Woof. Okay, it's so, like water. It's a regional thing.
Oh, it's a regional thing.
All right, so maybe I do vaguely recall.
Excuse me, vaguely? Don't you mean vaguely?
I can taste the coffee in that. That's good.
Maybe I do.
All right, vaguely. So I can't say water. He can't say wolf, and he's saying vaguely?
Ask him.
Vaguely.
When somebody is holding people against their will, like, you know, they're robbing a bank or something, and they're keeping the people...
A hostage?
Ask him to say that word.
Hostage.
Oh, you say hostage.
No, hostage.
Like H-A-W.
Hostage. Like, you
it's
say
like sausage.
It sounds like you're saying, like boss... What was
hostage.
It? Like, hostage. Like, hostage. Big hostage.
How do you say wolf?
Wolf.
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 That's what I'm saying. Wolf.
You're saying,
no, you're
wolf.
Saying wolf.
Like a dog on a dog.
Like
is.
A dog. Like woof, woof.
No, wolf.
It really sounds like you're saying it. It's like a Canadian saying it. Oh, say a boot. Yeah.
Like there's an L in that word, Jim.
Yeah, I'm saying it.
No, you're not.
Wolf.
You're literally just saying, like, W-U-U-U-U-F.
Wolf.
Wolf.
Thank you.
That's what I'm saying. Wolf.
Oh, my God.
He says it fast, and it's just wolf.
Wolf.
Annie understands me.
She's like, shut up, I'm a canine.
I'm the one who says wolf. You say wolf, not woof.
I am the one who barks.
I am the one who whoops.
All right. Ooh. So maybe I do vaguely recall a catamaran at some point. But I don't remember. Pulling a wolf. it was being sailed by a wolf.
Does it go in the water?
Did you say wolf?
Yes. I'm literally about to smack the shit out of you.
Wolf.
It's like wool.
Yes. Wool. Like wool. Like on a sheep. Like if you're gonna have a wool sweater,
that sounds like
just add F at the wolf. End.
That sounds like when you said that, like it sounds like a record that's stuck. Like wool.
Wolf.
Speaking of Blue Wolf, we had quite the fun meal there tonight.
Yeah, it was good.
Yes, it was.
But my friends there down at Blue Wolf on Park Avenue in Rochester, New York. They do some good food. They have some good beers on tap. We even brought some food home for Dylan since his flight. The aforementioned flight arrived at 20 after 11.
Yeah.
Hey. What time is it?
It's late.
2:40.
Jesus. Oof. We ain't making it to the con by noon.
Man, the wolves are out there howling this late.
Is that how it sounds?
It's a wolf's age.
That's not how it echoes in my ears.
Well, yeah.
What did you just say?
That's not how it sounds in my ears.
Oh, I don't know why, but I heard you say some other weird word.
Yeah, I said ghost.
I heard, like, recose. I was like, what?
And I said, well, that's not how it goes in my ears.
You know, as long as I got beer in the glass, I'm still inclined to talk, so. And I asked Dylan if he wanted another beer, and he said yes, so I was assuming that meant that he was inclined to talk, too.
Yeah.
You almost look Amish. I finally put my finger on what
non sequitur. You almost
is it because of the beard?
Yes. Okay. It's like really like Amish-y.
Why? Because it's pointed?
I don't know.
I guess it's full.
It's very
thin. Yeah.
It's kind of a pelt more than a beard.
Instead of young Diller.
Have you
Dylan.
Diller.
Diller. Dylan.
Have you guys ever seen pictures that maybe we can talk about this now, speaking of Dylan's hair.
Oh, gosh, yeah, we can talk about this.
Have you guys ever seen... We might... A picture of... I had really long hair.
Oh, yeah.
I had some Robert Plant, like, slash
I was
going to
say
cool
one Kirk, hair. Kirk Hammett.
Yeah, Kirk Hammett hair, pretty much.
Yeah. No, yeah, I think you had it right with Slash.
Or Slash,
it was
know.
Really, like, curly.
But when you,
yeah.
When you were starting
I had, like, this... One lock of hair in the front of my hair that or like, my head that was just
like
the most. It was no, it was please Superman. That was baby shit.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say like Michael Jackson.
No, this was like just this gigantic. You comfy over there?
Getting there.
This giant. We'll just pretend that pillow is me. Giant, giant curl. Right. But
are you sniffing them now?
No, I was going down on the pillow.
Oh, okay. Wow, that but, just stopped you in your tracks.
Yeah, what were you going to say now?
Well,
you have wood now?
I had, what?
You derailed his thought train.
Oh.
I had posted a picture from a few years ago of myself on Facebook, thanks to the memories, and it was when I lost a bet, and I shaved my head.
Wait, you lost a bet? What kind of bet did you lose?
Well, basically, I used to work on the radio station in college, and we said that if we had at least 200 people saying they were going to one of our events, I would shave my head. And we did.
How did you confirm the number?
It was a Facebook invitation. So we had 200 people going.
Them bastards. They did it just so you'd shave your head, didn't they?
Well, I drove over to, there was another campus near mine where my friend Erin was going, and I said, I need to shave my head, and she said, I have a heavy-duty trimmer, and she just took it all off, and then I went back to my room, my campus, and my suite mate was there. I said, can you just go over my head with this razor? And he said, yeah, and I shaved my head, and I was bald. And
you
I had
to rewind it for
and
a second.
Why?
Your suite mate?
Yeah, I lived in a suite, like it was a couple of rooms.
Not suite, like S-W-E-E-T.
Right, S-U-I-T-E.
I've never, like, it's bigger than a dorm room?
So, like, it was two small individual rooms and then one shared room and a shared bathroom. That was what a suite was.
It's more like a two-bedroom apartment.
Okay.
Yeah. So one of my suite mates is there, and I was like, can you just, like, you know, go over? And he did. and I had a big goatee, and I went to this party. It was an 80s party, and I went as Scott Ian from Anthrax.
Nice.
Was that the first time that you had ever shaved your head?
Yeah.
Okay.
First time.
Quite intimidating.
Yeah. I got quite a number of funny comments on it.
Yeah.
I'd probably read some of them, actually.
I mean, the caterpillars on your forehead were...
Oh, my eyebrows?
Yeah, those were kind of amusing.
Yeah, my...
Those definitely stood out more
my eyebrows with, are pretty
with your
intense.
Head shaved, I'm sure, than they normally do without.
I have pretty thick eyebrows, so...
Yeah. I thought you more... I mean, you mentioned Scott Ian. I thought you more looked like you were ready to be in lockup. You know, maybe you would have been one of those prisoners that Jim and I would be entertaining on our podcast.
I'm trying to think who it... I can't... Not Scott Ian, but you look like somebody else.
Well, somebody said I looked like Kratos from God of War.
No.
And then someone else was just like, you have upside-down head.
Nice.
I really just... I just look pretty sketchy.
Yeah, a little bit. Just a smidge.
The worst part was I got my head got cut, so I was bleeding like all over from it for a while. For anybody that was wishing for a graphic image.
You were juicing.
Yeah.
Don't they sell shit like that to like help like with the burn?
It didn't really burn. It was
there's
just like
a powder or something. That's...
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought they sold some
but it was pretty,
sold something specifically
it was pretty metal though. Like he just finished like shaving my head, and then I looked in the mirror and I just had like all this blood dripping down. I was like, oh, this
is
like
a picture of
I
that.
I should have, and I didn't.
It was gross. Hey, let's shave your head and cut you.
Well, you do it all the time, Kathy. You shave his head, don't you?
No.
You go to like a barber for that?
Yeah,
because
I only do I. I'm about low maintenance, and having a shaved head is high maintenance.
Yeah.
So I'll get it shaved and then just let it grow in and then go get it shaved again like a month and a half later. But yeah, that's what I was going to say. They'll shave it, and then there's like this powder the barber has, and they like put it on your head, and it like...
I got to think it's like medicated or something.
Your like cuts and stuff, no matter how small they are, it like attracts to it and like seals them up, and it's like...
It's got to be, like, the same concept. I don't even know if they still sell these or not, but I remember when I first started shaving, like, when I was a teenager, my dad had this little stick thing that was, like, medicated, and, like, if you, like, nicked yourself, you would put that stick up against the cut, and it would burn like crazy, but it would like, basically heal the cut.
It's a slight burn, but nothing bad. It doesn't hurt.
It's like a cauterization?
I don't know if it cauterized it. It just stopped the... bleeding.
Can we talk about you saying cauterization?
Well, I don't know. Is that even a word?
I don't know.
Cauterized? Cauterization? Yeah, I think
he said it like water.
Yeah, I realized he did, but
so
I don't know how much we're going to bust on him about his fucking accent. I mean,
he gave me shit about wolf, so...
You said woof! Not wolf! Come on!
I'm
in total free reign to give you shit for that.
Hope it feels good, Dylan.
It feels great.
Point out the shortcomings of others.
Point out other people's speech impediments.
Yeah.
Whatever. Woof.
Well, that was pretty cool. I mean, it definitely showed a different side of you.
Yeah.
It was pretty.
You know what the best part of it was? I had to go get my license renewed, like, shortly after that. So I got it, like, I had, like, very little hair and this giant goatee, and everybody's just like, dude, are you, like, in the Klan?
I wouldn't recommend that look if I were you. I mean,
it was great because for the next like few years, I would like be going into bars and they'd be like, "I need CRID," and they'd look at the picture, they'd look at me, and like a few times the bouncers would be like, "Did you lose a bet?" And I'm like, "Actually, I did." And they'd be like, "All right, go in."
I mean, did it take a long time for it to grow back?
No, I mean, to like the length I have it right now, no, it didn't take too long. My hair grows pretty quick, so.
Dude, I can have my head shaved completely bald, straight razor, and by that evening, it's stubbled.
Hmm.
No, it didn't take that long. It was probably a couple weeks. I had, like, a thin line of hair again.
I gotta think with, like, the way my facial hair grows, like, if I shaved my head, it would probably be, like, 6 months before it would, like, even come close to being back to anything.
You haven't, like, gotten a haircut in a long time, right?
Yeah, about 5 years. I mean, Liz trimmed it, like, maybe a year.
Yeah, but
so
you've kept it long.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was 2010.
Holy shit. Yeah, because I remember seeing you with the short hair.
Yeah.
Early pictures.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Have we reached the boring part of the podcast? We're talking about fucking haircuts.
we're just about there, I think. This is probably the last beer of this podcast.
I think so.
Yeah. This episode is kind of grinding to a halt, I would say.
I would agree.
As we're coming up on
We got to save our energies for tomorrow.
Oh, man. All I need is about 5-6 hours of sleep. I'm all set, man.
Me too. And a cup of coffee.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you know,
maybe a Red Bull.
Liz makes her coffee, so I mean.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. That shit will make you sweat.
Amongst other things.
Whoa.
What?
I think he means pooping.
Yeah.
You said that shit.
Dylan Guzales.
You did call me while I was. Well, yeah. I don't want to talk about that.
You should have brought the goo with you.
Oh, no! I forgot the goo! Yeah. I knew I forgot something! I forgot to bring the goo! Oh,
I thought it was edible. I'm kind of disappointed.
I'm kind of glad it wasn't edible.
I thought it was like bubblegum or something.
No, I'm kind of glad it wasn't edible. Mm.
Incredible edible goo.
Yeah.
I can't believe Paul got so upset with me saying it looked like a suppository. It looked like a suppository to me.
Did he really get upset with you? I mean,
he was saying, he used that word a lot. He was like, for fuck's sake, Dylan.
Maybe you're just getting on your case like we get on your case.
He gets on my case way worse than you guys do.
In my mind, it was like a, do you know what the Vaseline lip treatment packages look like? You know, it comes down to like, it's wider at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
I think Liz was using one before.
That's what I thought. In my mind, that's not how I pictured it. But I completely forgot it was in a like cylinder, like a almost pill.
She uses those what the hell are they? EOS lip balms or something like that. I have one too. They're
the
like
eggs.
The little round eggs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jim is just about done.
Not you, Dylan, though. Or blanket.
I finished off my con before the storm.
You're not allergic to laundry.
Jim is like up in my business right now.
Jim seems very cuddly on the couch with you, Dylan.
I am.
Oh man, he's really liking the hot pants.
Last time I was here last year.
Yeah.
It's more like scissoring.
Scissoring. Wait, did you guys like? Wait, I thought Dylan was on one of the cots. Did you like attack?
One night I was on the cot.
Then we both moved.
And then I moved to the couch.
Okay.
And I slept pretty well until Jim started snoring.
Alright.
Because the one night I was supposed to leave with Dave and I fell asleep on the couch and woke up at like 5 in the morning.
You were supposed to leave with him?
Yeah.
What, back to the hotel?
Yeah. Like that NT Deep song? 80 West, back to the hotel?
Sure.
Okay. You said NT Deep? I thought that was like, what, like Kenny Wayne Shepherd? I was checking my email the other day and I got this letter from Anita.
Anita who?
I don't know.
And need a man to kiss.
Could be.
And I'll read it to you, Dylan.
Okay.
You don't read it in your sexy voice?
Possibly. Oh, wait. You know what I just thought of?
Should I read it in my sexy voice?
Yeah.
You know what I just thought of before you do this?
What?
This might be a funny bit. If we ever get, like, certain guests, we should have them read funny emails.
Why do they have to be certain guests?
Like, we get, like, Ming to read an email?
Should you read it in a Ming voice, then?
No. That's racist.
No fun.
No, you read it in your sexy voice.
Okay. So,
that's racist.
I'm ready.
Okay. Hello. There is a beautiful, calm, and good-mannered person who likes to take everything this life gives to her. My name is Anita. My friends would tell that I am it.
The only thing I'm thinking right now is like, God, I'm gonna have to jack the audio up so much.
No, what got me though is you're like, my friends.
I started reading, I couldn't hold it in.
Looks like you're in total character. You're like, and my friends.
No, that pause was me trying to hold it in because this line is awesome. Oh God. My friends would tell that I am an active girl.
Did you read this yet?
I did. That's my favorite part, I think. I'm an active girl.
No, the next
I'm glad she works better. Out.
I don't think she means that kind of
I try to live listening to my intuition. And I want to meet a man who will make my world saturated and complete.
Why did she use the word saturated? It's the least sexy word ever.
Saturated.
His facial expressions were priceless. I wish we had video.
I should take a picture.
He must be a kind and purposeful. That's the sentence. He must be a kind and purposeful. The ability to compromise a lot for successful family life. So let's try to find our good fortune together. Regards, Anita.
Just Anita? No Anita, like, last name?
Nope.
So what was the email? Like, was it .cn? It wasn't like a... Is it a normal...
I didn't notate the email address.
It's not there in the header?
It's just the body of the email. Okay. I didn't capture that down. I saw this and...
Blew your mind?
Oh my gosh. I was just like, wow. It just the words used, like saturated, just alone.
You could tell it's a foreigner writing it, trying to be sensual.
Didn't know what they were trying. I think
they were trying to tantalize your tenderloins.
Perhaps.
I mean, it was tantalizing.
But I am awfully close to you.
Oh, he just realized.
You only realize that now.
Yeah.
Letters from Anita.
Hopefully we'll get more.
I hope so. Maybe next time you can read them.
Sure.
Sexily.
I could read it like this.
So I believe that closes out our episode of Jim's BBQ Podcast. Don't forget to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at JimsBBQPod. You can also email us at JimsBBQPod@gmail.com. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. And thanks for Jim... Let's try that again. Thanks for visiting Jim's... Okay.
We needed outtakes reel.
Yes. Thanks for visiting Jim's BBQ pod. Or no, it's just Jim's BBQ, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thanks for... Thanks for visiting Jim's BBQ. What, am I reading that sexually now?
No, it was like you were prepared to screw up and you didn't. And your facial expression was like, yeah, I did.
I don't even know what the closer is.
I don't either.
I already said it.
Oh, that's the one you said earlier.
Yeah.
I know, okay. But I forgot it.
Thanks for visiting Jim's BBQ, where you don't need her. I must have fucked it up. This is going to be awesome. I'm glad you're editing.
You need to find it like a bloop. And then, like, do it again.
I think what I'll do is I'll just take all these and, like, there'll be, like, a 30-second pause, and then it'll just be like a bunch of, like, outtakes.
Yeah.
Thanks for visiting Jim's BBQ.
I wish you wouldn't stare at me like that as you're, like, swaying the chair. He's, like, sitting in the chair, and if you can just visualize it, just be like, thanks for visiting Jim's barbecue. I'm gonna go mouthfuck Dylan now.
You are here in person, you know. I gotta
that should be the end. Thanks for visiting Jim's barbecue. I'm gonna go mouthfuck Dylan.
Oh my god!
No, that won't be it.
I hope not.
All right, let's
go to bed after this. We got a big day tomorrow, you know.
Yeah,
we do.
Yeah. So, thanks for visiting Jim's BBQ, where you don't need any teeth to eat our meat.